Compton, California is a place where kids like Gabby Galindo get to know about death early.
It's almost like death lingers in the streets, and you could almost smell it when the sun starts to set or when the sun starts to rise, because you turn on the news and you never know if, you know, the reporter's going to say, well, there's been a drive-by shooting in Compton, so it's something that you expect.
A few years ago, Gabby had a bit part in her school production of Our Town, Thornton Wilder's play from 1904. People tend to think of Our Town as old-fashioned Americana, even though the entire third act takes place in a cemetery. Studio 360's Eric Malinsky has the story.
In the beginning, there was no theater department. The school didn't have a stage, and the only extracurricular activity they offered was a basketball team so good it sent players to the NBA. Teacher Catherine Bork still wanted to put on a play at Dominguez High School in Compton, California, a city smeared with a reputation for gangster rap, drugs, and violence. And she wanted that play to be Our Town.
I was very conscious of the fact that I was a white teacher and that it was a very white play, and yet the themes were universal so that it could go beyond racial lines.
It is so different. It is a world apart from what Compton was and what Compton is.
Gabby Galindo was one of many students who jumped at the chance to be in a show, but she felt really alienated by how different Our Town was from their town.
This is not going to work. You know, no cars, they had Kells, and we have lowriders, and, you know, we have drive-bys, and, you know, how are you going to do a drive-by on a cow? And, I mean, it's just really, you know, like, okay, you know what? We don't have a stage. We don't have an auditorium. How on earth are we going to put on a play?
Catherine's boyfriend, Scott Hamilton Kennedy, was filming the rehearsals.
Now, George, I'm giving away my daughter. You think you can take care of her?
Mr. Weber, want to. I want to try.
That's Archie Posada playing the lead character, George Gibbs, a small-town innocent whose crush on Emily Webb leads from courtship to marriage to mourning. I asked Archie what it felt like to play George.
When I first got the role, I was like, yeah, I'm the lead. You know, he gets to fall in love. Like, yeah, it's tight. So I never really learned how to play that role. I didn't know exactly how to feel or how to act that, you know, towards the end where, you know, Emily actually dies. You know, to me, it was just, okay, you know, you're sad. Go out there and be sad. You know, show the audience that you're sad. And it wasn't until late last year that, you know, I actually found out what it meant to be George Gibbs.
A year after the play, Archie had a girlfriend who was killed at a party.
And it's just really ironic, you know, that here's this play that's supposed to show you what the beauty of life and death is. You know, and I'm in it. I didn't just see it. I'm in it. So anyone that's supposed to get the point, it's supposed to be me, you know? You know, maybe the reason I was in that play was because God knew that, you know, he was going to take that person away from me. And he wanted me to be prepared. Wanted me to be ready.
People think because Compton has, like, you know, violence or something, that we get desensitized to death, but that's not true. There's no way you can get desensitized to death, no matter how many people you know who die tragically.
Ebony Norwood Brown played the stage manager, the play's narrator.
Death is still death. The losing someone who was there once is still losing someone, and we deal with it the exact same way that everybody else does, you know. You cry when someone dies, we cry when someone dies. There's no difference. No matter how many times we may have to cry, we still cry every single time. So,
in the end, they made a stage in the cafeteria. They set the play in Compton, and it sold out all three nights. Our Town was such a big hit, it spawned an entire drama department at Dominguez High that essentially serves as Compton's community theater. And the film Scott Hamilton Kennedy made won Best Documentary at the LA Film Festival. It's called O.T., Our Town.
The whole reason that we did Our Town, or the whole reason why it's so, or Our Town was such an important vehicle for us to show you guys that we're just everyday people, is because of the problems that we're having in Compton. You know, if Compton wasn't Compton, you wouldn't be here right now. You'd be like, oh, these are just some kids out in New Hampshire just did a play, Our Town, wow. You know, it wouldn't be as impactful.
Audiences were surprised to discover that despite Compton's reputation, it really wasn't that different from any other town. But the kids in the play also realized that Compton isn't that different from Grover's Corners. And this rings particularly true for Ebony, who's studying at Berkeley.
I go back home and I realized how very self-contained we are, how we know about each other and we don't really take the time to learn about other people. But yet, in Compton, we constantly complain that no one ever takes the time to know about us. Compton just got a Starbucks, and I was like, ooh, look, we're a real city now, because there's a Starbucks on every corner everywhere else.
Human beings ever realize life when they live it? Every minute?
No, Saints and Poets maybe. They do some.
Archie was right. I wouldn't have been there if another high school had put on Our Town. But the kids from Dominguez High don't want the responsibility of being the exclamation point at the end of Thornton Wilder's last lines. Now they want you to know that they're just like the characters in the play. Regular people.
It's almost kind of a melancholy way to think about life if only the people who realize that you're going to die can really enjoy life, but I think you can find a way around it.
For Studio 360, I'm Eric Malinsky.